Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Here we go.
Is that them?
Ready?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I've got Emily and Kumail Nanjiani. Emily Gordon and Kumail Nanjiani for you.
Awesome.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Are you ready?
I think they're...
Are you guys ready?
They're about to be on.
Oh, yes. They're not even there.
Hi, we're here.
Hey!
All right!
It's a miracle!
We've been looking forward to this all morning.
Wait, was it not working? What's going on? Fill us in.
Well, you know, you guys are busy bees, and we wait patiently, and we hope and pray that the interview is actually going to happen. And when it does, we just rejoice.
It's a miracle!
It is going to happen, Peter. Gonna be terrible.
Awesome. Us too then.
What's up everyone? It's Homan, Yuzette, and Bryn here with Kumail Nanjiani. How was that?
Close.
And Emily Gordon. Emily, do you want me to say
mine right?
Do you want me to say the V? Should I say Emily V. Gordon?
Whatever you like. Right. Kumail and Emily, here we are.
Their new film is The Big Sick. Many people are saying it was the darling of Sundance. And let me just say, the three of us loved the film as well.
Loved.
Oh, thank you.
So, Emily, we're going to start Emily, we're going to start with you. You co-wrote this film with your husband, and the two lead characters on the big screen are you and Kumail. Emily, how did Zoe do in portraying you? And did you and Zoe hang out for a few days or weeks before you started shooting the film?
I think Zoe did an absolutely amazing job. And she kind of, it wasn't really necessary for her to like shadow me because no one knows who I am. So to do an impression of me, it's not like doing an impression of Lincoln where you need to like show up in a top hat with a beard and stuff. So we were
although Zoe did show up in a top hat and a beard for the
that's
first
true.
Shooting.
She kind of took it in an odd direction, and we had to, like, bring it back a little. But, you know, she took what was on the page and created this character that was kind of part her and part what we wrote. And she did an amazing job. And we hung out a lot, but we mainly hung out because we like hanging out. And we became really, really good friends. So she did, if you have to have someone play in a movie, just let it be Zoe Kazan. That is my main piece of advice.
Very cool. Hey, I know that writing and acting are completely different art forms, but Emily, was there a chance at all that you're going to play your own role?
Oh my gosh, no. I mean, I really flubbed the audition. I didn't have my lines ready. I brought the wrong clothes, really.
She did a strong Boston accent.
Boston accent?
I just, you know, I'm not an actress.
I was like, Emily,
it's a tough job.
This
isn't
a
really
tough job. Yeah.
Depotted.
All right, for those of you tuning in right now, here we are with Emily and Kumail for the film The Big Sick. And our boss is about to ask a question here, so pay attention.
Well, I know you keep calling him Kumail, but I'm going to call him Kumail.
I agree. I think it's Kumail.
Which one of us is right?
You are.
The boss is right.
Yay!
The boss is right!
Although they're probably like, no, not really.
Neither of you guys are right.
Hey, I know you as Dinesh. Of course, you've been in so many other things, movies, TV shows, everything you've been in. But I know you as Dinesh. Did you know it was going to be such a big hit, Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
No, I mean, No, when we were making it the first year, we were like, hey, I think this could be good. But you know what's tough? Sometimes you shoot something and you think it's going to be good and it doesn't turn out. But when we watched the first two episodes, you know, when we were making it, we were like, this is fun and good and I love everyone on it. And we watched the first two episodes, we were like, okay, this is good, but you can't control if people are going to watch it or not. So it's always a surprise when something does well. There's no way to expect success.
Right. Well, I enjoy the relationship you have with Guilfoyle. You guys are my two favorites.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm really hoping we hook up at the end of the series.
Me too.
All right, well,
I hope that's not a spoiler.
Right.
Emily, back to you. I'm sure you've been asked this question a few times, but there's a moment in the film where Zoe and Kumail are having premarital sex.
Oh, God.
And then Zoe has to use the bathroom.
Premarital sex.
That's what he calls it.
Sorry,
not just sex.
And then Zoe.
And he asked if you're a priest.
No, I'm not. I'm a Sunday school teacher, though. and then Zoe has to use the bathroom late at night, and it's not number one. Did that moment really happen in your relationship?
First off, I've never been asked this. Oh. Second off, I think that is such a like a moment. I think it's happened to every woman and probably every dude too. It's just like when you're getting to know someone, everything's kind of perfect, and like then you want to kind of get in there a little bit. There's a moment of like, oh, we're real people that have like bodily functions,
right.
And it's always a little weird at the beginning of a relationship to kind of negotiate the bodily functions we all have. And I'd just never seen it in a movie, but I'd experienced it, and I talked to other girlfriends about it. And we wanted to put it in the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Although I will say, since Emily and I have been together 11 years, she hasn't pooped. So that's pretty
not
good.
One time. Oh,
wow. That's incredible.
I should really go to a doctor.
back to Emily. Emily,
love her.
I do. So there's a real Oscar-worthy moment in this film. The whole film is Oscar-worthy, but there's one moment in particular, and it's where Kumail tells Zoe he can't be with her because of the cultural and religious differences. And honestly, I was moved at that moment. Did that really happen in your relationship? Did that actual moment happen?
Well, we never had a breakup the way that it happens in the movie. And so we had these ongoing conversations. He was a little bit more open with me in real life about what was happening. And so we both knew that this relationship kind of did not have a future. And we would just have these like kind of heartbreaking conversations. It was like, well, so what's going to happen? Well, I don't know. Okay. And, you know, maybe another version of me would have walked away from a relationship that seemed like it had no future, but I just kind of liked hanging out with them. So we really wanted to shrink all those conversations down into like one hopefully heartbreaking moment for people. So the conversations were happening, but they were never as, we kind of distilled it down into a real distinct breakup for the movie, because it's always easier to do that.
Yeah. What happened when you actually met his parents, and what is the relationship for you guys like now with the parents?
Oh,
well,
wonderful.
When Emily met my parents, we were already married. Emily and I got married at City Hall in Chicago, and then we went to meet my parents. She was my wife already.
Wow.
Yeah, so they responded by throwing a Pakistani wedding. And so one of the first times I met my mother-in-law, she was helping me try on clothes that she'd bought for me for my wedding, which
Pakistani
was kind of a
clothes.
lovely bonding experience that we had. So
yeah.
They couldn't have been lovelier to me. I'm sure they gave their son a talking to or two, but they could not have
yeah,
been lovelier to me.
I'm still dealing with it.
All right. Well, I definitely enjoyed
Emily had it much easier than I did.
I enjoyed the pictures that you guys had in the movie. You know, the real brother, the real mom, whatever, all that stuff. And actually, I cried a little bit during the movie, you know, obviously during the sad parts. But when I saw how happy you guys were at the very end, I started crying. And my husband's like, what are you doing? They're fine.
This I'm is
like,
the happy part.
I know. I was just so happy because you guys were happy.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
that's lovely to hear.
I think happy tears is like the best emotion possible. It's like the most like, because you've connected and you're happy, but you're still like open. I love it. Thank
yeah.
you for telling it.
Yeah, absolutely.
One last question, and then we'll cut you loose. I guess we'll start with Emily again. Emily, what's your favorite thing about San Francisco? And then the same question to your husband too.
Ooh, I would probably say the food. You can eat, like, everybody has a recommendation in San Francisco where you absolutely have to eat. And so we make sure that we eat at all of them. And it's just amazing. You can get almost anything there. And House of Nanking is kind of one of our favorite restaurants. We always make time to go there, even though we often have to wait a long time.
Right.
So I would say the food.
Have your agent call ahead.
I know, right? Maybe now.
Yeah. How about you, Kumail?
I love it. Seems like everybody's into so many like different fun activities. Like I know friends who'd like I have a bunch of friends in San Francisco, and they did like a shopping cart race, and it feels like everyone's into like stuff there.
Are you sure they went homeless?
Well, my friend wasn't, but the other contestants were.
Let me ask you one last question also about Silicon Valley. How much of that is, in fact, film here, or if any? Do you guys just take photos of places? How does that work when you're filming?
Well, because, you know, most of the show is indoors, so we shoot that on a set in L.A., but the exterior stuff we do go to San Francisco for, but it's a few days a year. It's not, you know, most of it's inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're always welcome to come to our studio. We're downtown San Francisco, and we'd love to have you and or Emily in.
And we're number one. I don't want to brag. But.
And if you saw how excited we were on the phone with
you guys. We only do number one shows, so that's good.
All right.
Well, then you got it.
We got our ticket.
Their names are Kumail and Emily. The film is the big...
I like that you tried to think about saying the second name, and we're like, nah, this is fine.
The film is The Big Sick. It's in theaters now. It's worth your time. It's worth your money. From all of us at the Serenvity Morning Show at Alice at 97.3, we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate you very much.
Sarah and Vinny. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.